Most of you know that my sister Joanne, at the age of 67, died of pancreatic cancer on December 30th of 2017. She had lived many years with pancreatic cancer. She had gone through a number of chemotherapies. She had gone through a number of surgeries. She wasn't in remission, and the cancer did not go away, but it had stopped growing. And then in July of 2017, she was told that the cancer had started to grow again, and there was nothing more that they could do for her, and that she would not live into the year 2018. At that time, she became very distressed. She questioned and wondered, I had done everything that they had asked me to do. Why did it come back? She was angry at times. She was hopeless at times. She even questioned and wondered, where was God in all of this as I'm going through this? There were also times where she was very peaceful and very hopeful. She at times was ready and preparing to die. In a way, she was looking for angels in her life. And the angels of God came to her. They came to her and her two sons, and a daughter-in-law and a son-in-law, and her two grandchildren. They came in her siblings. They came in her friends and the people that she worked with. And she experienced those angels of God in the way that people cared for her and cared about her, the way people prayed for her and prayed with her, the cards that she received, the messages, the meals that were sent. In a way, her experience of life was like Elijah in the first reading. At that moment in times in life, where she was the most distressed and found it most difficult, the angel of God and the presence of God was made known to her and the people around her. And the Christ that we hear in the gospel today was very real to her. You and I go through difficulties and trials in our life. And sometimes it might be that college experience of those finals that become somewhat overbearing. It might become the divorce in our life. It can be the time when we lose the job and we wonder, will anybody ever hire me again? It can be that we are living with an illness. And it can be that moment in time when that loved one in our life dies. And there are the angels of God that have come to us. The angels of God that have been there for us in life. And they have been that presence of that angel of God to pray, to support, to encourage, to walk with us, to love us, to simply be with us and listen to us. They help us to know that we can be filled with that presence of God and Christ in our life, and that amidst the fears and the doubts, we are able to move through and walk through them. That experience of the angel of God happens here in the midst of this place. And it can happen in the scripture readings when a word seems to jump out at us. That word is what God is saying we need to hear, that God wants us to hear. Hold on to that word. Take that word with you. It might be one of the pieces of music that we sing or we hear. And there's a verse in there that somehow touches us and we wonder why. Go with it. Take it with you. Reflect with it. Let God speak to you why that's important for you to hear. And sometimes it's the simplest thing that we do for each other. When we smile at one another, when we greet each other at the beginning, when we introduce ourselves at the beginning. the person around us we may not know, and we don't know what's going on in their life. But that smile, that word, that introduction can mean more to them than we will ever know. It's the angel of God that we can be for one another. What we do here today is as much about action as it is about the physical object we receive. What we do here as a community is we support and we encourage and we share and we stand and we pray with each other to be the angel of God and to be Christ present to one another. When we come forward to receive communion, and we are said, this is the body of Christ and this is the blood of Christ, and we say amen, what we are saying is, I believe. I believe this is the body of Christ. I believe this is the blood of Christ. But just as important, we then say, I believe I am the body of Christ. I believe I am the blood of Christ. And when we go forth, we do what Paul said in the second reading. We go forth as people of kindness, of compassion, of peacefulness, and of forgiveness. What Christ was, so it is we are to be. So as we go into the new week, who will need you and me to be the angel of God? Who will need us to be the body and blood of Christ, to be alive for them? And then in the midst of our own personal life, if there's a worry, a doubt, a fear, a confusion, remember, we are not abandoned. The angel of God goes with us. The life-giving bread of Christ goes with us. Let's pray with that as we go into the new week.